everyone, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Taiwan Mobile Conference Call on fourth quarter 2010 results. Our chairperson today is Ms. Rosie Yu. Rosie, please begin your call, and I'll be standing by for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the fourth quarter conference call. Actually, the conference call is chaired by our two new presidents, Cliff Lai and Vivian Xu. I'll turn this over to Cliff.
Hi. Welcome to our fourth quarter result conference. Before I start the presentation, let me read a disclaimer, okay? The information contained in this presentation, including all forward-looking information, is subject to change without notice. Whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise, and Taiwan Mobile undertakes no obligation to update or revise the information contained in this presentation. No representation or warranty, either expressed or implied, is provided in relation to the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information contained herein, nor is the information intended to be a complete statement of the company, market, or developments referred to in this presentation. Okay, let's turn to the first PowerPoint. For the fourth quarter, as the three business groups all posted better than expected revenue, our fourth quarter consolidated revenue surpassed guidance by 1%. In terms of EBITDA, both HBG and EBG outperformed their targets. This helped to alleviate pressure from higher than expected smartphone sales volume for the quarter. As a result, the fourth quarter consolidated EBITDA came in line with our expectations. The non-operating expense also came in less than guidance due to lower than expected assets write-off losses and disposable gain from selling an idle property, resulting in 101% achievement rate for the fourth quarter net profit. As for the 2010 full year results, 2010 full year consolidated EBITDA aged down due to rising smartphone subsidies designed to grow our wireless data revenue. Nevertheless, we still reported a stable EPS on the back of first, stringent OPEX control, namely cutting down network costs, bad debt, and non-smartphone subsidies. Secondly, beefing up the EBITDAs of EBG and HBG. Thirdly, fewer interest expenses and assets write-off losses. And fourth, lower tax rates. Let's look at our operating performance by business group. For the fourth quarter, EBITDA of both EBG and HBG continued trading up sequentially and YOY. However, EBITDA of CBG hit its lowest level of the year, as close to 40% of full-year smartphones were sold in fourth quarter, which weighed on margins. In terms of full-year results, CBG's EBITDA was negatively affected by smartphone sales volume, more than quadrupling from a year ago. In return, our wireless data revenue grew 26% YOY in year 2010. EBG's full-year profit growth is underpinned by rising enterprise mobile and roaming revenue, coupled with contained expenses. HBG's profit rise came from better economy of scale and higher blended output. Let's turn to the next three slides. I would like to highlight our current sources of growth. First, on wireless data. In 2010, our wireless data continued its robust growth momentum, leveling its revenue as a percentage of mobile service revenue up to 16% from 13% a year ago. The voice revenue softness and the revenue decline from the mandatory price cut were almost offset by increases from both the data and the roaming business. As a result, TWM maintained a stable mobile ARPU in contrast to rivals' ARPU drops. For our smartphone strategy, in light of smartphone users generating an ARPU more than two times postpaid with only slight difference in terms of payback period, we have spent more resources toward increasing smartphone sales volume since 2010. By leveraging a better product lineup through exclusive arrangements with leading vendors, we garnered the leading position in this segment in 2010. Apart from the 8 smart device model we introduced in fourth quarter, we currently have more than 20 smart devices on the market, more extensive than our peers. In 2010, we were not only dedicated to growing basic TV subscription, but also selling more services such as cable internet and digital TV into the same household. As indicated in the table, our internet subscriber number increased of 20% and DTV customer number growth of 258% are all higher than 3% rise in analog TV services in 2010. These have contributed to a 5% YOY increase in blended ARPU for HBG. Given that only 24% of our customers are using our internet services, and 5% of our customers have subscribed to DTV services, we expect further expansions in internet and DTV service take-up. Let me turn this microphone to Rosie. He will give us a cash flow analysis.
The cash flow, our operating cash flow for the quarter increased by 17.6 billion as there was tax payment in third quarter. And cash outlays on investing activities were mainly for the 1.4 billion of cash capex. And an incremental 150 million investment in our 49.9% held Taipei New Horizons Company Limited in the fourth quarter. On the financing front, an NT 5.1 billion decrease in short-term borrowings was partially funded by NT 2.3 billion of new long-term borrowings in the quarter. In terms of the 2010 full-year cash flow, we had a net cash inflow of 3.05 billion instead of a net cash outflow of 0.87 billion in 2009. Mainly due to lower tax payments, falling capex, and lesser debt repayments in 2010. Free cash flow came in at 19.8 billion for the year, translating into an annualized yield of 7.5%. On the balance sheet, on the asset side, our cash balance at the end of 2010 increased from a year ago. Net property and equipment value decreased from 209 level because depreciation and write-off continued to be higher than CapEx. The net PP&E balance at the end of 2010 consisted of 37.3 billion of mobile and 4.4 billion of fixed network and 1.9 billion of cable TV assets. With some higher cash and lower borrowings, our net debt declined to 7.95 billion at the end of last year, leading to 0.29 times net debt to EBITDA ratio. So let me turn this over to Vivian for 2011 forecast.
As to this year's guidance, regulatory factors including continuous mobile mandatory price cut and newly implemented fixed-to-mobile call price reduction combinedly will reduce our EBITDA by an estimate of 1.7 billion. However, added by doubling smartphone penetration in both 2010 and 2011, in order to foster wireless data revenue, TWN's EBITDA in 2011 is expected to reverse its previous decline trend quarter by quarter, with an increase in revenue to cover the handset subsidies. Lower asset write-off losses, tax expenses, and fewer numbers of share counts after the capital management of this year will provide cushions to our bottom line as expected. The EPS will age down by a merely 1% in 2011. The following event update of our 2011 CapEx guidance, the management change and the regulatory update are for your reference. We want to highlight that the fixed to mobile price reduction is not evenly distributed in the six-year period from 2011. Around 50% of the tariff and the interconnection reduction will be realized in the first year, which means much lesser impact for the rest of years of the period. The following page of the awards we received and the and our newly launched product and services are also for your reference. To wrap up this presentation, the last slide summarizes the key messages that we would like to deliver. Now, we would like to take questions from the floor. Thank you.
Lucy, are we ready for the Q&A session now?
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you'd like to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Our first question comes from Tando from GIC Singapore. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks very much for the opportunity to ask a question. Your HPG ARPU was pretty strong during the year, and as you said, it's a combination of rising in internet penetration. Your expectations for that ARPU going forward, it's been steadily increasing over the last couple of years. You expect that continued growth in 2011, or you think that's going to flatten off in 2011? And what are you seeing competition-wise from the other cable operators and from Zhonghua?
We believe the cable internet ARPU will age up a little bit because currently we are in the process of converting a lot of low ARPU users to high-speed internet users. So as a matter of fact, more and more users are switching to high-speed. So we expect the ARPU will increase a little bit for this year.
Right. Okay. And overall, the blended ARPU for cable TV, you expect that to continue upwards as well?
Not really, because this year, the counties, several SO needs to implement a mandatory price cut required by the county government. So we expect that the ARPU will be flat or even a little lower.
Okay. Right.
For certain SO, not all the SO are affected.
Okay. All right. That is the majority of the SOs, or just a few of those. And what's the extent of the cut?
Oh, the extent of the cut is not significant, but it certainly will affect our ARPU increase. That's why we expect the ARPU will be pretty much flat.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Our next question comes from Raymond Ming from UBS Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, of your estimated $1.7 billion impact to EBITDA from the mandatory tariff reduction and from the price reduction of fixed to mobile, can you share with us what is the breakdown between the two? So how much is from the tariff reduction and how much is from the fixed mobile?
Okay, for the fixed mobile regulatory change, the total impact is, on EBITDA is about 950 million NT. And for the mandatory tariff cut, it's about 700 million NT. So combined, the EBITDA impact is about 16.6 billion. Oh, sorry, 1.6 billion, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Our next question comes from Leo Anderson from HSBC Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Thank you. Just two questions on the wireless data side. Firstly, you've obviously seen strong growth in smartphones. How is that being reflected in terms of your network utilization? Do you see any bottlenecks in urban areas because of strong data traffic demand? And secondly, on the pricing side, could you give us your thoughts on how you see data pricing evolving? We've seen quite a strong shift towards tiered pricing in the US and Europe, for example, but Taiwan and much of Asia still seems to be on a flat rate basis. Thank you.
On the first question, currently we don't see there's a bottleneck in our network deployment. So up to now, our network implementation can meet the needs of the even very significant growth in the data traffic. So for 2011, we don't see any problem. For the second question regarding whether there's a tier pricing for data rate, currently the operators are talking with NCC because most of the operators will offer 21 megabit per second service in this year, and hopefully we try to convince NCC that to allow us to offer a tier pricing instead of the all you can eat pricing. But up to now, the NCC hasn't agreed that we can have a tier pricing. So we are still trying to convince the regulatory body regarding the tier pricing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Our next question comes from Joseph Queen of Guangyi Taiwan. Please go ahead.
Hey, Dan, thank you very much for the call. Just two quick questions. Firstly, can you go a little bit more detail in terms of how you see your mobile revenue growing this year, in terms of by the year end, what sort of extent will data revenue make up of overall mobile revenue? And in addition to that, can you also go into a little bit of detail in relation to your handset costs and how you expect that to trend throughout the year? Do you expect a consistent level of how we've seen in fourth quarter, or should this pull back throughout the year? And just to add on to that as well, in your presentation on slide 6, you referred to payback period being quite normalized for smartphones versus your regular feature phones or your normal phones. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit more on what that payback period is? Thank you.
Our data revenue growth, the mobile revenue basically is flat, but we in this year, in 2011, basically we see that our data revenue growth really can cover the loss from the voice and from the mandatory pricing cut, those government requirements. So basically in 2011, we see the data revenue will cover most of the voice revenue loss. This is for the first one. The data revenue growth for this year is roughly between around 35%. So most likely by the end of this year, we are in 20% range of the total mobile revenue. In this year, as in the past, Taiwan Mobile not only focus on smartphone, but we are also focusing on Android platform. And we see that the handset price of the Android handset may go down. This will help us to compensate, to alleviate our subsidy in the smartphone. So the payback time for Android handset may shorten in this year. And as for most of the smartphones, the payback time is between 4 to 8 or 10 months. Depends on the different kinds of handsets. Depends on the price.
Okay, thank you. And can I just follow up, actually? You're looking for roughly 5% revenue growth for the year in 2011. What makes up the largest components of that?
Roger.
The components 是怎么组成的? Revenue 成长5% 是什么?
If you are talking about the 5% revenue growth, it's mainly it will mainly be driven by the handset sales.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, the revenue growth will come mainly from handset sales.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to register for a question, please press the #1 key now. Thank you. Our next question comes from Gary Yu from Morgan Stanley Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. I just have two questions from my side. First is on your smartphone penetrations. What is the current percentage of your subscriber base already on smartphones? And on the incremental growth of your subscribers, what is the percentage of the new sales coming from smartphone as well? The second question I had is a follow-up on your previous guidance on 5% of revenue growth this year. If I exclude the handset sales, if I only look at the service revenue, what kind of growth rate are you expecting for this year? And if you can break it down into mobile and cable, that would be very helpful as well. Thanks.
Basically, you know, just as Cliff mentioned, that the pickup in data growth will offset the decline in voice service this year. So basically, we are seeing a 1% growth, excluding handset sales.
And that is including both mobile and cable, 1% service revenue growth.
It's for mobile, it's 1%.
For mobile, okay.
Cable on average is 4%.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is the #1 key for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the #1 key now. Thank you. Next, we have a follow-up question from Gary Yu of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry about that. I guess I still have one more question, which is my first question regarding your smartphone penetration and percentage of new sales on smartphones as well.
Smartphone pen. In year 2010, we sold around 450,000 smartphones. But for this year, the projection is around 650,000 to 700,000 smartphones. And currently, in last December, smartphone sales roughly take up close to 45%. Our total phone sales. And in this year, our projection is close to 50%, our total phone sales.
So the smart device penetration among the subscribers is about 10%, slightly over 10, about 11% by year end.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Danny Chong from Nomura Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the conference call. I just have one quick question. I noticed for the mobile division's CapEx, it's increased from by about 10% from 2010's level. Is it possible to share with us what kind of total data traffic flow increment percentage-wise you're forecasting in order to increase that 10% CapEx? I.e., like, is it possible just by increasing the CapEx by 10% and handle all the additional data traffic that you're forecasting for 2011? Thank you.
The forecast for the data traffic growth for 2011 is roughly 80% more than 2010, and our estimation is with a 10% increase in CAPEX can cover the needs of the 80% growth. And plus, we have negotiated with our vendors to reduce the equipment price. That's why we only need 10% increase in the CAPEX to cover the needs for the traffic growth.
So just to reconfirm, so 10% increase in your CapEx is enough to cover 80% increase in data traffic flow this year, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have a question from Leo Anderson of HSBC Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry, just one follow-up question on the smartphone issue. 45% of handsets sold in December were smartphones, and as you say, the cost for Android phones in particular is going to decrease significantly through 2011. Do you not think that your forecast for 50% of phones sold to be smartphones this year might be a little conservative given that trend? Thank you.
At the end of 2009, the smartphone sales only take up maybe less than 10% of our total phone sales. So last year, it was tremendous. So we grew from less than 10% to almost 45%. That's why we are a little conservative regarding the growth of this year. Plus, in the first quarter and second quarter, I think a lot of vendors are adjusting their product lineup. So, as a matter of fact, one of the key drivers for smartphone penetration is iPhone. And iPhone sales will slow down in the first quarter and second quarter. Therefore, in the fourth quarter of last year, we have seen a very strong demand on iPhone. But the iPhone demand will drop off in the second quarter and the first quarter. That's why the total projection for next year is due 50%, because on the fourth quarter, we have a full impact of the new iPhone 4 launch.
I see. Thank you.
And also to clarify Gary's question on smart device penetration, that was the figure that I mentioned was incremental. So actually, by end of this year, we shall have slightly over 20% of our subscribers using smart devices, so postpaid customers.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Our next question comes from Lucy Liu of JP Morgan Hong Kong. Please go ahead. Lucy, please go ahead with the question.
Hi. Hey, can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. So I just wondered that which quarter do you expect to see the inflection of your CBG margin? I understand that the 2011 margin will pick up, but can you maybe pin down the exact quarter you see the recovery of the margin trend? Thank you.
The EBITDA will turn the corner in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Based on our forecast.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Our next question comes from Alistair Jones of New Street Research in London. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you could just detail, the extent of the fixed to mobile price cut that the regulators demanded, what the current tariff is and how quickly that's going to go down. I know you said 50% of the cut is coming through in 2011, but just to gauge how big the cut is overall. And then also what percentage of your revenues on the mobile side comes through from interconnect or fixed to mobile interconnect revenues. Thank you.
Yeah, the price cut is roughly 30% in the first year, from about 5.2 NT per minute to 3.65 NT per minute.
Okay, and then in subsequent years, has that been decided?
Subsequent years, the difference will be 17 cents for the second year.
97.
And 27 cents each year
later on.
Okay. Great. And the percentage of your revenues on the mobile side that comes through from this traffic?
It's only less than 7% from fixed to mobile currently.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And this question comes from Piyush Mubayi of Goldman Sachs Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Could you remind us what your capital reduction plans for 2011 are? If you could share that with us. Second, if you could shed some light on one of the early questions asked about the data usage by smartphones on your network, please. And the third, if you could talk a little through how tablets are faring in Taiwan, that would be very useful. Thank you.
Regarding the data usage of smartphone and the tablet, currently the smartphone, the bandwidth, the transmission bandwidth consumed by the smartphone is only 1/10 of the data card or tablet. So smartphone tend to give us a better margin than data cards or tablets. For 2010, we didn't see too much growth in the tablet. However, we expect when the iPad 2 announced and when the Android platform are ready in the second quarter of this year, we expect a very strong take-up rate for tablet starting from the second quarter onward to the fourth quarter.
You mentioned that it's 1/10 of data cards and tablets in terms of usage for smartphones. What is the usage for data cards and tablets, please?
It's for data card, it's roughly 7 to 8 GB per month. For the smartphone, it's only 1/10 of the data card usage.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. That is the number one key for questions. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register for a question, please press the number one key now. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is the number one key for questions. Rosie, there seems to be no further question at this point in time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And
thank you.
We wish you
a happy Chinese New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference.